Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host to perform Physical Culture Radio, and that's Brooks Kubik. We're going to talk about the Super 7 exercises that you should be doing if you want to be as big and strong as possible. Also, we're going to segue into the discussion of lifting shoes, when and why. Then, at the top of the second hour, Dr. Ted Weiss is going to join us to talk about the effects of dietary acid load on exercise and performance. Many of us eat high-protein diets. The optimal word there is amino acids, acid, acidic. What happens when you're just eating way too much protein? Does it affect acid balance in the body? And how does that play a role in exercise performance? Of course, I've got to acknowledge our title sponsor, All-American Pharmaceuticals, All-American EFX Sports. I got a nice email from Alex Wapretsky the other day saying he bought the VitaDrive for $5.95 with the coupon code Dr. Jeff, DRJEFF, and he got a whole bunch of other free goodies that he didn't expect. And his impression of All-American EFX Sports is that they are a great company. You'll feel the same way. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com today to learn more. And without further ado,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Yes, in his little sweaty hands are the flames of physical culture, covered by chalk and calluses from heavy lifting. How you doing, Brooks?
I'm doing good, but man, I'm looking at my hands right now and thinking, boy, I didn't know they looked like that.
Yeah, right? See? That's a big burden to carry I just laid on you, huh?
I tell you, look out. Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to sandpaper those calluses off.
Before we get started to talk about the Super 7, which everybody should be doing, and this plays nicely into a discussion we had with Coach Wade Johnson earlier in the week, you just released yet another Kindle ebook, is that right?
I did. In fact, I lose track on when we release them. We may have released two since we last talked to people. But the new one is the third volume in the series of Dinosaur Training Secrets courses that we're doing this year. And this one is about training progression. And it's about a very systematic approach to starting out as a beginner and doing all the things you need to do as a beginner to make fast and consistent, steady progress without hurting yourself, without going stale, without overtraining. From the beginner stage, it takes you into the intermediate stage, and again, it lays out a systematic program to make progress in a steady, systematic, injury-free way. And then, for advanced trainees, it offers about 8, 9, 10 different progression systems. You know, you pick and choose based on your needs and what seems best suited to you and what seems most interesting. And again, these are all systems designed to allow slow, sure, steady progress as opposed to what most people do, which is you make great progress for a week or two and then you crash and burn.
I want to add to that for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we just did a show on the 2nd, 2 days ago, with a scientist named Dr. Christian Roberts about the linkage between strength and cardiometabolic health. Even obese individuals who displayed greater strength had normal cardiometabolic risk factors compared to normal weight people who also strength trained. So when we talk about strength, and this is not to the superhuman nation or the dinosaurs out there, okay? You get it. But there are lots of new people listening to the show for the first time, and they're thinking, well, I go to the gym. I've been going to the gym for 10 years. Yes, and for 10 years, you've been doing exactly the same thing. This is tantamount to starting at first grade, and instead of progressing to 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and all the way to 8th, you just do first grade for 8 years. How smart would you be? The word, the pivotal word here is progression. Your training should be progressing. You should be getting stronger. You are either adding weight to the bar or to the movement. You're doing more reps or both. And if you're not, your training's not working. So when you hear Brooks talk about these different training patterns, these are tried and true training patterns that will gently nudge you and get you into progressive resistance training to build your strength and extend your life. Extend your life. I say it again. There isn't a drug your doctor can sell you that will extend your life the way physical culture will. Now think about that. What a gift. I mean, and here is a tribe, and more people have credited Brooks Kubik, famous wrestlers, fighters. I mean, you find the discipline of physical culture, and there are a handful of people have risen to the top who will tell you when they first got started, they followed dinosaur training protocols to get strong. Now, it's your choice. You can either be in first grade for the rest of your life, or you can come up with us graduates and reap the benefits of real progressive strength training. And it all starts with a Kindle ebook that you download instantly, and you can start working on this goal today. What else can I say, Brooks?
I think you said it all. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. Go. So this book is called?
This is Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 3, Progression.
Progression. And that's the pivotal word. If you're not progressing, you're in first grade for 8 years. That's being called held back. All the other kids laugh at you. All right, so now, in order to progress, you have to know which exercises you should be focusing on. And Brooks has assembled the Super 7, which are the ones that you must be doing. So let's start off with number one, Brooks.
Okay. So exercise number one is the squat. Absolutely, hands down, the best exercise for anybody. And I'm talking about a barbell squat. I'm not talking about machine squats or any squatting alternative whatsoever. I'm talking about basic bars on your back squat. Now, within that comes the question, what kind of squat do you do? Do you do a high bar squat? Do you do a low bar squat? Olympic-style squat? Powerlifting squat? What's the best? And the answer is, all things being equal, it is better to do a high bar Olympic full squat all the way down what we call ATG, which stands for
your buttocks to the ground. The A word we could say ass. Can't
well,
we?
Well, I was going to say It's donkey to heel.
Yeah, there you go.
Donkey to
heel. A donkey in the Bible.
I think that's the airwaves.
Donkey in the Bible. There you
go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the ideal movement. Now, realize that we live in the real world and not everybody can do the ideal movement.
Well, wait a minute. Many people can do it, but just not with the weight that their ego wants them to do it.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you anticipated what I was going to say. Most people squat too heavy. They don't do a full range movement because they're not strong enough and they haven't practiced it and they haven't taken the time to develop the flexibility to be able to do the movement safely. So you have to start out with your ego in check and learn to do a full squat. And that brings us to the second part of the show. Or the related issue on today's show is the issue of Olympic lifting shoes, which are very strong, very supportive lifting shoes with a heel. And the heel is critical for Olympic style weightlifting because you need to do a deep squat to catch the weight when you do a clean or when you do a snatch, and you have to do that with an upright torso. The reason you need an upright torso is very simple. If you don't, you drop the bar forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, think about a clean, which is where you catch the bar on the shoulders, on the chest, or a snatch, where you catch the bar at arm's length overhead. If you're doing that as you go into a full squat, you know, like they do in Olympic lifting, as you see in the Olympics or YouTube videos, Facebook videos, if you do that movement and you lean forward, there's no way you can hold the bar. It goes forward. So you have to have that upright torso. And the only way to do the lift with the upright torso is to have shoes with a heel, hence Olympic lifting shoes. Now, Olympic lifters train their squats to exactly mimic the movement that they do in competition. Hence, the bar is high on the shoulders, they go all the way down, and they keep that straight torso. So they have to wear the shoes when they squat because they want to develop a movement pattern that exactly mimics what they do in competition. What people have found over the years is that that kind of squatting builds tremendous leg and hip strength and is a very effective builder of the lower body, actually of the entire body. And for most people, it's actually easier on your lower back because you're keeping that upright torso.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, and I'm speaking as a former powerlifter, I used to do powerlifting style parallel squats. I've switched over to the full style squat, and I like it a lot better. And even though I use less weight, I feel that I get better results. So that's my number one, squats. If you can do them, full squats, and you have to wear the shoes. But, you know, I'm going to emphasize, you cannot do these with a super heavy weight, and you cannot do these, you know, the first time out of the gate, you're going to think you can do them, and you can't because you don't have the flexibility. It takes time to develop. It's a
right.
progressive thing.
So just start with the bar.
Start
with, in fact, if you're not squatting this way now, after you get done with your leg routine, you may just want to grab the bar because you're already loosened up and more limber and muscles are stretched, and get into this squat position and just do it with the bar by itself.
Yeah, and you know, you may need some coaching because it's a different kind of movement. It'll take some practice, but, you know, you put in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it takes, and completely retool your legs and hips and develop more flexibility, which is going to let you do a more effective kind of squat, which is going to build more strength. And then you're talking about a gift you have given yourself that is going to last your entire life. So
what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and take our first break early because the next one deserves a lot of attention. I don't want to rush it into the break. But it is picking up on the squat, I will tell you that. So we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. This is Physical Culture Radio. They should call this Life Extension Radio because this is something that is being proven in science over and over and over again. If you are strong, you will live long. And the motto of this show has always been, for 10 years in November, live stronger, live longer. Who knew that I actually knew what I was talking about? Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Like I said, this should be called Longevity Radio because this is real longevity. This is how you live longer. You get stronger, and then you live longer. Been proven in science time and time again. We've been talking about it forever on this show, and nowhere can you learn how to be stronger more efficiently than right here on Physical Culture Radio. Okay, what's the number two exercise, Brooks?
Front squats.
Okay. Why, if you're doing back squat, why do a front squat?
Well, you don't have to do them in the same workout. You can do them in different training programs.
So maybe alternate. The day that you do your squat, 1 week do a back squat, 1 week do a front squat.
You can do that, or you can do a program where you do one of the exercises for 6 to 12 weeks in a training cycle, and then in the next training cycle, you use the other exercise.
Once again, should you be wearing a shoe with a heel, obviously optimally a lifting shoe that's very sturdy, strong arch, and a heel?
You absolutely have to. Yeah. If you don't, you round your back and lean forward. And number one, that's bad on your spine. Number two, it takes the pressure off of your legs. It turns it into a lousy back exercise. It takes a good leg exercise.
Makes it a lousy back exercise.
Into a lousy back exercise. So you don't want that. So the shoes are a must for front squats.
Now you you recommend a particular shoe, right? You like the Adidas Power Perfect 2.
Yeah, which you can get from Dynamic Fitness Equipment.
Okay.
Bud Charniga and Todd Lyons. I've been getting my shoes from them for about 15 years.
Tell them that Brooks sent you.
Tell them that Brooks sent you. And by the way, I'm not getting a penny on the endorsement. Neither is Carl. It's just, you know, this is good information for people.
Right. Save you the time and trouble for making mistakes and having to wear the wrong shoe until it wears out and you buy a better shoe. So there
and let me real briefly say this. Some people resist the notion of buying lifting shoes. But just think about this. If you play football, you wear football shoes.
Right.
If you run track, you wear track shoes. If you wrestle, you wear wrestling shoes.
If you're an ice skater, you wear skates, right?
I was going to say, ice skating, hockey, soccer, every sport has its shoe. And I know someone's going to say, well, what about judo or jiu-jitsu? It's like, right, but you wear a gi, okay?
Yeah. Every sport has equipment, and this is no different.
Yeah, and your feet are important. You have all the weight of your body on your feet. You have the weight of the bar on top of that. Protect your feet.
Protect your spine. But no, more importantly, that protect your spine. The kinesiology of the body depends on that slight lift of the heel. So you're protecting your spine. Buy the right shoes. Don't be a fool. What's number three?
Okay, well, number three, you just teed it up perfectly. It's the power clean. If you can, do squat cleans, which are an even better exercise. But if not, do the power clean, which is a much simpler exercise and much easier to learn. Now, again, for cleans, whether they're squat cleans or power cleans, shoes are critical. And they're critical for the reason that Carl just mentioned. They let you perform the movement with better biomechanics. Better on the hips, better on the knees, better on the spine, safer exercise, more effective, more efficient, and it comes into play from the shoes.
But you know what? I take it even further, and then we can stop talking about the shoes.
Okay.
So you see a guy on a bicycle, it's a guy on a bicycle. You see a guy on a bicycle, and he's got all the Italian patches and the special helmet, and everything's red and black, and it all matches. You're like, oh, he must race bicycles. No, it's the same guy you saw a second ago on his bicycle, but it shows that he takes his sport seriously. You walk into the gym, and you got a box, a bag of chalk, and you got your lifting shoes, and people go, this guy knows what he's doing. He takes this seriously. You're not some schmo who goes, oh, I got a lunch hour break. I think I'll go lift weights for a little while. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Be proud of your choices. Invest in yourself.
Yeah, there was a great book that came out 20 or 30 years ago, Dress for Success.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
It has validity in any aspect of your life,
bingo,
including training.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, need to say real quickly, you have to learn how to do power cleans the right way.
Can you describe a power clean on the air for somebody who doesn't know? Doesn't it start out like a deadlift?
In very simple terms, it starts out like a slow deadlift. The difference is, as the bar comes above the knees, there's much more acceleration, and you rocket the bar, shoot it up to your shoulders, catch it at your shoulders.
Right.
It is not what most people do, a deadlift followed by a reverse power clean. A reverse curl.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
It's not that. It's a gradually accelerating but ever-accelerating movement. You really need coaching. You need someone who does this, who can sit down and teach you how to do it, because there are a lot of little details that make it, it's a very athletic movement, and you need to perform it properly.
And I want to make a point here. Mm-hmm. What Brooks is saying so eloquently is, it's the momentum of the bar that gets it moving up, and then you catch it at the shoulders. You're not deadlifting the weight and then reverse curling it and then bringing it to your shoulders. If you're doing it right, the bar starts to move so quickly that you just need to basically get under it and catch it.
Well, and even more, as the bar accelerates, you actually pull yourself under the bar.
Bingo.
Okay, I mean, it is an athletic movement. In fact, these are sometimes called athletic exercises. But it is not an uncontrolled movement. And people confuse these two. People think that unless you go very, very slow, feeling the muscle, contracting all the way up, unless you do that, it is an uncontrolled movement, which is absolutely ludicrous. Any athletic movement is a fast, but controlled movement.
Mm-hmm.
And lifting is the same way. So, that's why I keep harping on, you really need some coaching and some training to learn how to perform the exercises correctly. The next exercise is
Go ahead. We're going to take our break first.
Okay.
We're gonna no, because the next exercise deserves its attention as well. So we're going to take one quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the number four exercise in the Super 7. I'm telling you, if you learn to do these movements, you'll be the biggest, strongest version of yourself that you can ever be. Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Cubic. We're about to discuss number four of the Super 7 exercises that build strength and muscle. What is number four, Brooks?
The snatch.
Now, Brooks, this is a family show. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Oh, we're getting in so much trouble. You know, first it was ATG squats.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The snatch is another movement that is contested in an Olympic weightlifting competition. And this is the one where you take the bar from the platform all the way overhead in one movement. It's a very, very fast movement. It's the fastest movement in sports. And some people believe that it's the most difficult, the single most difficult athletic feat in all of sports. There are two ways to do a snatch. You can pull the bar up, pull it all the way overhead with just a relatively slight bend of the knees. That's a power snatch. Or you can do a squat snatch where you pull the bar up and you squat down underneath it as it goes up. That's the much more difficult, much more demanding squat snatch, which virtually all lifters use in competition. That requires a lot of coaching, a lot of flexibility work, a lot of training, a lot of technique work, and it's a challenge, particularly for older trainees. The power snatch will get the job done, and that's probably more accessible for most people. It's an easier movement to learn. Again, though, you want to learn it right, and you probably ought to have some coaching to get it done the right way.
Right.
Most people will make the mistake of swinging the bar far out in front of themselves. That's not the right movement. The right movement has you pulling the bar all the way up the body, up to the shoulders, and then pop it overhead. And if you allow the bar to swing away from the body, what you're doing is you're increasing the leverage against yourself. You're making it much harder. You're completely distorting the biomechanics of the movement, and you're probably going to hurt yourself. You put a lot more stress on your shoulders. You torque your shoulders.
This is a movement that if you want to endeavor it, you must find yourself someone who is a coach in Olympic lifting. Because
yeah.
the snatch is so technically involved, and it requires such technical execution. I mean, this is a lift that has nearly killed, and I'm not trying to scare people away from it, but what I want to emphasize, if you're going to start doing snatches, you need to have, you can't just go into the gym after watching a couple YouTube videos and go, oh, I got this. Because the snatch has actually almost killed some Olympic lifters. Because a minor misjudgment, especially the squat snatch, because these guys are literally, in an effort not to have to, when you start getting into the really, really heavy weights, you have to start to make a decision. There's no way you can get that weight moving fast enough where you can just snatch it overhead. So you compensate by a combination of moving the bar up and moving the body down simultaneously and catching the bar underneath in a squatted position with your arms extended over your head. The shoulders are the weak link here. They're very, very easy to bend back and snap off. So if you start doing this snatch, you must reach out to a coach and have them teach it to you in parts. They'll teach you little parts. You'll execute different parts of it, and then you'll put it all together in one movement.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And one thing that you will learn as part of the coaching, and often this is the first thing that you learn, is how to miss safely.
Yes.
How to get out from
under the bar. Right, exactly. You know right away when it's going wrong. You just exit. You just let the bar go, you know, and you're gone. Yeah. Yeah,
so
remember Phil Hartman on Saturday Night Live? He did an amazingly funny skit where he was supposed to be an Olympic lifter getting ready to do the snatch, and he jumps up and his hands stay attached to the bar and the blood is blowing out of his body. Do you remember that?
I don't, but I can picture it. Wow.
I will find that YouTube video and put it up on your wall today so you can see it. It's hilarious. But if you learn to do the snatch, you'll be the baddest mofo in the gym. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and let me stay on that for just a second, because some people are probably thinking, you know, oh my God, I'm going to have to lift 300 pounds over my head.
No.
No, you're not.
Snatch 95, start there.
The important thing about these movements is doing them properly, full range movements, and proper form. And I'm reminded of something I read about a strength coach for an NFL football team. very well-known, well-respected coach. And somebody went and watched him coaching the players and saw the coach taking his own workout during the lunch break. And there he was, mid-50s, you know, at an age when most people really don't work out either don't work out at all or they don't work out very seriously. And the strength coach was doing squat-style snatches with the Olympic barbell and a 45-pound plate on each side, so 135 pounds. And the person watching that was just absolutely amazed. Not because this was a world record weight, it was not, but because here was a man in his mid-50s who was effortlessly, gracefully, athletically pulling the bar, squatting down underneath it, catching it on locked arms, standing straight, lowering it, getting set, repeating. He was training athletically. And that's the whole point of these movements. They are athletic-style movements. They work the body in a unified, coordinated manner. And the other thing that they do that is very, very critical, particularly for older trainees, they link your brain and your body.
Proprioception is enhanced.
Exactly. The neurological system, what happens inside your brain and your nervous system when you're doing these complex movements.
Yeah, it actually reverses what normally happens to the aging body, which is you become less coordinated and more stiff and sticky.
Exactly, exactly. And it's doing that in part by keeping your brain strong and young. What were you talking about earlier, longevity?
Yeah, this is longevity.
This is longevity, right.
Yeah. And you know what else? If you learn to do the snatch, the greatest part of it is you get to throw the weight down on the platform in the gym, and everybody turns around and goes, oh, man, is King Kong here? All right, what's the next one, Brooks?
Okay. The next one is the easiest of the athletic movements. It's the high pull, which you can do with a shoulder-width grip, which is your clean grip, or a wider grip, which would be your snatch grip. And that's essentially deadlifting the bar, shrugging high, going up on your toes. That's a high pull. And it is used as an assistance exercise to build strength and power for the clean or strength and power for the snatch,
right,
depending on which grip you use. But it's a very good exercise in its own right. And for anybody who has shoulder problems or wrist problems and they have trouble catching the bar in a clean,
that's
pulling
my problem.
It all the way overhead in the snatch.
That's my problem.
Okay,
my wrist.
High pull gives you about 90% of the benefits, and it's much, much easier. Now, again, the trick is to make it an athletic movement. You don't do a deadlift and then go, heave. You know, it's not deadlift, pause, get set, heave, pull, shrug. That's not the right movement. The right movement is taking the bar off the floor, faster, 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 boom, snap at the finish, lower back down. And you'll need coaching on it just to get the right movement patterns, the right starting position, the right line when you pull. But it's easy to learn. And it's a tremendously valuable exercise and a fun one. And as Carl said, you can drop the bar, assuming you're on a lifting platform and you have bumper plates, you can drop the bar and
make all sorts of noise.
Everyone will say, "Where's King Kong?"
Yeah, and they'll if you're at the Planet Fitness, they'll kick you out.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, you mentioned a guy earlier who came to the gym with lifting shoes and chalk, and my first thought was, if he's at Planet Fitness, he's not there for long.
Oh, they're asking him, sorry, they don't even let you bring chalk into Planet Fitness. I've heard
people
being thrown out for bringing chalk. It's the silliest thing in the world, but that's okay. It's a different type of a gym for a different type of gym member.
Absolutely.
All right, so the high pull is a good movement. 90% of the benefits of some of these other more technically adept movements, and you probably see high pulls on YouTube to get a... Should we just go ahead and take an early break and do the last two for the last segment?
Sure.
Because I like these last two.
Yeah, and they tie together pretty well, so that's good.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. One last commercial break. In the meantime, why don't you go to Amazon.com and search for Brooks Cubic and check out all the amazing Kindle ebooks that are now available for easy and quick download. You can be the smartest and strongest kid on your block, kiddies. Download a book today. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Are your dietary styles causing a high acid load in your body, and how is that affecting performance? We're going to talk about that during the second hour today of Super Human Radio. But if you're eating the way you're supposed to eat, as it's proposed in Knife, Fork, Muscle, you probably won't have this problem. That's another one of Brooks Kubik's fantastic books, A Deviation from His Typical Training. It's the other part of the equation. 20% of what you do is the gym. 80% of what you do is the diet in order for you to reap the benefits of what you do in the gym. Don't forget to check out Knife, Fork, Muscle on Amazon.com as well. Okay, what's number six, Brooks?
Okay. Number six is one of my favorite exercises. In fact, I did a complete ebook on it. Yet another ebook. The military press. And the military press is a barbell movement. You clean the bar to the shoulders. You pause, and with your legs perfectly straight, no leg drive, no knee kick, no back bend, you press the bar over your head. It's a test of upper body strength and power. It's a tremendous muscle builder. And if you look at the physiques of the old-time lifters, you'll notice a rugged sort of look that you just don't see in a lot of modern trainees. And the reason is they did lots and lots of overhead pressing. It was essentially their primary upper body pushing movement. So that's the sixth exercise, and it's a really, really good movement. The other thing to note about that is, once again, you're standing on your feet. You've got bar on platform to all the way arm's length overhead. You're working the entire body in a coordinated, unified, athletic movement. And it's one of those things that, it sounds like a cliche, but it helps keep you young. Very important. The seventh exercise, and you're going to say I'm cheating because it's really two. The seventh exercise is the push press or the jerk. And the push press is a first cousin to the military press. On this one, you clean the bar to the shoulders. You dip, do a little quarter squat, and pop the bar up with a combination of leg drive, and that's how you do the push press.
Wait. You dropped out there. You said you push the bar with a little leg drive?
Yeah, you dip and drive.
Okay. So in other words, the reason it's called a push press is because you're not just pressing it with your arms, but you're allowing the upward momentum of your body by dropping down and pushing back up to enhance the press, so to speak.
Exactly. It begins with a leg drive. And the jerk is one of the movements that is used in an Olympic weightlifting competition. This one starts with the bar at the chest. You've cleaned the bars at the chest. You dip the legs, you drive the bar up, and as you drive the bar up, you drop underneath it very rapidly, catching the bar with one foot extended in front and the other one extended behind you so that your legs are in sort of a split.
Kind of a variation of the snatch in a way, isn't it?
Well, it's similar to the snatch. It's the same sort of movement where the real trick to it is you are lifting the bar and at the same time you are aggressively driving your body underneath the bar. What you actually do in the jerk is you don't lift the bar over your head. You
catch it on your shoulders first.
Well, you accelerate the bar from the shoulders. The bar goes up, and you actually push your body down under the bar into that split.
Uh-huh.
So once again, you need to know how to perform the movement properly. You need the proper coaching. And, I stress this because, I'm as guilty as anybody. I mean, when I was a kid, I went out and tried to do these movements just based on what I had seen in, photos in magazines. And I had no idea what I was doing, and I did it wrong, and, I never hurt myself seriously, but I never got the results that I would have gotten if I'd done them right. And certainly for any older trainee, it's very important to learn the movement because your body is not as resilient. You're not made out of rubber anymore, and so you need to take the time to learn the correct technique. Now, in that regard, Carl, I've been putting a lot of information for people on the Facebook page that you posted about today's show.
Right.
And one of the things that I put up there was a favorite internet resource of mine, Catalyst Athletics, Greg Everett's weightlifting team. They've got a tremendous video demo library. They cover all of the different exercises that we've talked about today. And if you have, you know, you're listening to this and you're saying, you know, I'm not sure what a snatch looks like or a squat clean or even a front squat, this is my favorite resource for good videos. And the other thing that, I put a link on, because I'm assuming that everyone who's listening is my Facebook friend and Carl's Facebook friend. If you're not,
friend us.
and do it now. I mean, both of us put up an awful lot of good stuff, and this right now is a good sort of multimedia resource that we've kind of created over the course of the show. The other thing, people, I keep saying find a weightlifting coach, which is different than find a personal trainer or find a coach who can teach basic exercises to you. And that's because weightlifting is a unique activity. So the best way to find a coach, if you live in the United States, is to go to the USA Weightlifting website, and they've actually got a page. They've got a map of the United States. You click on your state, and they actually have USA Weightlifting certified weightlifting clubs with certified coaches. And those are the people that I would, wherever you live, I would go to your USA Weightlifting club and find a certified coach who can work with you on these movements. And they'll be happy to do it. I mean, it's a little bit like, the old martial arts thing, where the wisdom was handed down from generation to generation.
Right.
You had the old master. That's kind of the thing that you need in weightlifting, although I'm not suggesting that all of the coaches are like the fellow in the old Kung Fu TV show.
No, you got to pick a good coach, but you can find a good coach if you go to a legitimate governing body like that.
Yeah.
As opposed to some guy in your gym who goes, well, I could teach you how to snatch. That's not
yeah.
a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I mean,
I'm not saying there isn't a guy at your gym that knows, but chances are you would have seen him do snatches already in the gym.
I had one of my readers who actually did that with someone that said he could teach, and my reader ended up hurting his knees.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. You want to go with someone who knows what they're doing. So if you find the Facebook, what would you call it, a page or a post? I guess the Facebook post.
Our Facebook post for today's show, right?
Yeah.
Show 1652.
A ton of great resources there. So, as I said, friend both of us. And I'm on Twitter, so you can follow me on Twitter. Carl, are you on Twitter?
I am.
Well, follow both of us.
I'm a twit. Yeah, I am.
The only advice I would give to people is follow me on Twitter, but not while you're doing squats.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, don't bring your phone into the gym either.
Right. Yeah,
or at least put it on airplane mode and turn the ringer off if you're using it to record your workouts as a training diary, like I do. I don't take phone calls. So there you go.
Yeah.
And even if you just pick one of these lifts, okay, so let's say I go, oh, man, I'm not going to learn all seven of these lifts right now. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Which of these lifts would you teach somebody first, assuming people are already squatting and maybe even periodically front squatting? Most people are squatting. So which of the other more athletic lifts would you tell somebody, if you're going to just break off one and use that one as your starting point, do this one?
I'd start with the power clean.
Yeah.
And then the theory goes, if you've got the bar on your chest, you might as well lift it over your head. that's your military press, your push press, or your jerk. And if the only exercises that you did were, or that you added to your program were the power clean followed by the military press or the push press, that would be a tremendous addition to your training program.
Yeah. And these movements, by the way,
to learn.
These movements build very thick backs, don't they?
Enormously.
I mean, if most people, they look in the mirror, they got great pecs, nice round shoulders, they do a lot of work for their biceps, their arms look really good. But then when you see from the, if you take a slice, a line down from their ear through their shoulder into the instep of their foot, you notice something. Wow, all I see in the back are like these two little bones, what's going on back there? You start ballistically throwing the bar up to your shoulders, and your back is going to get an amazing workout. It's going to get wide, it's going to get thick, it's going to get strong. And when we talk about functional strength, posterior chain is what we use most of the days to pick stuff up out of the garage and put it in the trunk and, pick the kids up. And that's all posterior chain stuff. These types of movements build superior posterior chain strength that will serve you as you age. So you're not the guy or the gal where the kids come and say, dad, mom, you've been falling lately, and we think we need to go down and take a look at Willow View, because you may have to go in there. No. I'm not falling. I'm snatching 135 pounds. What are you talking about? So these are the kind of moves that will also keep you out of an institution where somebody is paid to change your diaper and push you into the room where the TV is every day. Learn them. Live longer, live stronger through these movements. I mean, this is... People who are listening to this show for the first time, you may be thinking, well, I'm not going to. I go do my Pilates. I'm happy with that. Wrong. That's not going to help you live longer. That's not going to keep you from going into an institution. Building the kind of strength that our bodies were designed to build is what is going to protect your health and increase your lifespan. So this is where it starts. We just did a show about using a hybrid between powerlifting and Olympic lifting to train strongmen competitors on Monday with Coach Wade Johnson. And I said then I was going to learn how to do the power clean. I'm going to start out doing hang cleans from the knee up, and then I'm going to incorporate the full movement power clean in. My challenge right now is getting my wrist flexibility, because that's why I didn't do them when I started doing them. They hurt my wrists.
You need to work on the flexibility.
Yeah.
It might very well take a couple of months.
Yes, but you know
try
what?
To rush this.
They've got bumper plates at my gym. I'll just put two 10-pound bumper plates on the bar, and I'll learn to throw that around. That's all. Mm-hmm. That'll get it going. So, and plus, those bumper plates make you look so strong. I saw a guy deadlift 405 one day with bumper plates on. I thought he was deadlifting 800 pounds. I was like, oh, my God, that's so much weight. And then I looked, and I was like, 45, 45, 45, 45. That's 405. That's no big deal. Yeah,
it's changed from the old days when everything was iron. But
bumper plates are good for the ego.
Well, they're good for the ego, but they're necessary if you're going to do this athletic type of training.
Sophia Vergara's husband or boyfriend, this guy Joe something, he's real handsome. All the girls think he's so dreamy. There was a picture of him on Facebook last year, I think it was, doing curls.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing curls with two 10-pound bumper plates. And I'm thinking, he's real serious. He's repping out. And it looks like he's curling 135 pounds. And I look closer. I was like, wait a minute. Let me convert those kilos to pounds. Those are 10-pound plates. But they're so damn big, it looks like he's curling 45s. You know what I mean?
Well, when I was in powerlifting competition, the gym that I trained at had a mixture of the York thin 45-pound plate, the York thick 45-pound plates, and rubber bumper plates. And what I would do is purposely load the bar with different combinations of big plates so that it never looked heavy in my mind. I mean, because it always looked different, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because otherwise you load the bar, it's 225, 315, 405, and you have in your head a sense of, this is or is not heavy. But if you mix the plates up and you don't really know, then you just go lift it.
And if you surprise yourself, you really can surprise yourself. You're like, what? Wait, how much was on that bar?
Yeah.
I've never lifted that much before. Yeah. Hey, listen, Brooks, we've got to pull the plug. Great show today. Go to BrooksCubic.com. It's the home of dinosaur training, and learn everything you can right there to be strong and live long. Talk to you next week, Brooks.
Sounds good, Carl.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, is your diet causing an increase in acid in your body that is impairing your performance? Let's find out.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We know diet plays a role in exercise performance and even the desired effects of exercise on the body. You want to build muscle, so you have to increase protein intake. But increasing protein intake also increases the acid load of the body. proteins are made of amino acids, and the crucial word in there is acids. So my next guest, Dr. Ted Weiss, is here to talk about a recent study that was published, effects of dietary acid load on exercise metabolism and anaerobic exercise performance. I love the fact that you're looking at anaerobic exercise performance, because this is becoming more and more important in the scope of exercise as medicine. How you doing, Dr. Weiss?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
So what questions were you trying to answer when you decided to perform this study?
Okay, actually, as commonly occurs in science, we were going after one question and learned something more interesting about a related question. Our initial goal was to determine whether the acid-producing effects of diet on the body influences a measure that's commonly made during maximal graded exercise tests that are performed for either performance evaluation or for heart transplants in clinical settings, et cetera. It's a graded exercise test to exhaustion, or sometimes called VO2 max test. And one of the things that's measured during that type of test is what we call respiratory exchange ratio, the amount of carbon dioxide produced in relation to oxygen consumed. And we use this as an index of whether or not the person pushed themselves to the to maximal effort during the test. And we had, based on some preliminary data, we had seen evidence that the acid load of the diet impacts this respiratory exchange ratio, or RER value during maximal exercise, which would, you know, raise the question, is it a valid marker of maximal effort? If a person changes their diet, they might more easily achieve that
right
criterion.
So in other words, they can actually tell when someone does that graded, because we actually talked about that graded test was used to assess mortality, all-cause mortality in a group of people. That graded test, we talked about this, I want to say it's a couple months ago, they used that test as an indicator of longevity. And if you got to this stage, chances are you were going to live another 10 years, but people who couldn't get to that stage died within the next 10 years. So it's interesting, because I never thought about it, you know, if somebody's kind of sandbagging, well, you know, they could really be working harder, but they're not. So you can actually tell from the CO2 oxygen exchange at the lung?
That's right, yes. There's typically, and there's no one criterion that's perfect, but this maximal respiratory exchange ratio is one of three that we typically look at to decide yes or no, were they sandbagging.
And that has to be a funny discussion. Mr. Johnson, you could be going, you're trying harder. No, I'm going as fast as I can. No, you're not.
It's funny. And it's especially, you know, when you have an athlete in there that's highly motivated, you know, these tests are done for as a performance measure for athletes, but they're also done for some of the sickest people, you know, in the healthcare setting, people with, you know, very advanced heart failure who are candidates for heart transplant. So it runs the spectrum. And you can only imagine if you have an elite runner on there, there's generally no question. It's a very dramatic test. They're going super fast up a steep hill, that the EKG wires are swinging all over the place. And generally don't have as much doubt about that. But when you test a person with advanced heart failure, you might have them at maximal exertion at 1 mile per hour and 5% grade. It's not very dramatic.
Right.
And you can't, you know, you don't see that evidence of fatigue, because they're so limited deep inside that we need more objective measures.
And so is that just not to get off topic, but this is really intriguing to me. We've discussed over the past 10 years at different points disinhibition and its impact on strength. Like grunting is an example of disinhibition. And so we've talked about, well, does the grunting make you stronger, or is it the fact that someone is willing to grunt without being embarrassed that is just corollary to their ability to develop maximal strength, because that also requires disinhibition. So what you're saying here is that some people, especially cardiac patients, they may actually be inhibited or afraid to exert themselves, and you can tell if they're really pushing as hard as they can.
We can, yeah. Generally speaking, and it's not perfect, but with two, it's sort of a two out of three, if they meet two out of three of the criteria, this is accepted, very well accepted
wow.
in the scientific and clinical community as an indicator of whether or not they push themselves.
Okay, so getting back to the study. So you were looking at dietary, the dietary role on perhaps shifting these readings, right?
That's right, right.
So when there is a higher acid load, how does that affect the inspired and expired air from someone's lungs? Does the higher acid load increase the CO2 and they're really not exerting themselves, but they look like they are?
The initial study we had, it looked like, and we can't generally say whether it's more CO2 or less oxygen that would, oxygen consumption that would shift that. All we can do is look at that ratio. At the end of the day, the people on a more acid promoting diet were having trouble attaining the criterion. We look for a value of 1.1, and they would have more trouble attaining that criterion, indicating that maybe they did push themselves to max, but because they were on an acid promoting diet, it set their body up so that they couldn't have achieved that criterion. Or likewise, it might be that somebody on a very alkaline promoting diet would have more easily achieved that, and even though they achieved the 1.1, they weren't at maximal exertion. So it really, we had questions about the validity of that index, the respiratory exchange ratio, because it was susceptible to variation from the diet.
Well, now this is really intriguing because I just bought a new indirect calorimeter. It's a handheld unit that we actually talked about on the show, and there's actually a banner ad on our website where people can get it. And it's called the breathing unit, and I'm wondering. So that could also be affected because that's the same thing. They're looking at expired CO2 and oxygen to assess what your resting metabolic rate is. It sounds to me that you could actually fool that machine depending on whether you have a high acid diet or high alkaline diet.
Now, that's a question we didn't know, we didn't have an answer to. And we during maximal exercise, there's an enormous volume of CO2 produced from buffering of acid that's produced during exercise, bicarbonate buffering system. And this is not important during rest or during low intensity exercise. So it's possible that what we didn't know is whether this shift in maximal respiratory exchange ratio was unique to maximal exercise, or was it also shifting submaximal respiratory exchange ratio. So what we did in this study, in the earlier study, it was just cross-sectional. We had VO2 max data, maximal respiratory exchange ratio data, and dietary information on a huge number, or not a huge, it was 70 or 80 people, and divided them up based on their diet. And lo and behold, it looked like it had shifted maximal respiratory exchange ratio. We had to go on and do another study to identify whether it was affecting submaximal values. And that's the paper that was just published.
So just describe the design of the paper and what you found.
Okay, so we did the test, and in this case, this follow-up study that was just published, we did submaximal exercise testing. We did not do resting measures, but we did 70, 80, 90, and 100% of maximal exertion. And we found that at every one of those intensities, the more acid-promoting condition increased respiratory exchange ratio. Now, so it contradicted at maximal exertion. It to some extent contradicted our previous finding, which brings up a whole question of the differences between short-term dietary intervention and long-term habitual diet. The first study was long-term habitual diet. In this more recent study, it was 4 days on a very carefully prescribed diet.
Give me an idea, a snapshot before we take the break. What is a prescribed high acid diet?
In a very general sense, it's a diet that's as high as possible in fruits and vegetables and very low in acid-promoting foods, which are going to be grains, meats, and cheeses. Things like fats, oils, et cetera, are very neutral, so don't generally have a big impact.
And there are
a few grains that don't.
So that's
a few grains and legumes that don't impact it much either.
So that's an acid-promoting diet?
Yeah, milk, grains, or I'm sorry, meat, grains, and cheeses would be acid-promoting.
Right, because of the protein, right?
The protein, and it's also the mineral cations, or the mineral ions. There's a lot of phosphorus in those products that promotes acid. And on the other side of it, the alkaline-promoting foods are rich in cations, calcium, magnesium, and some others. They're effectively, and it's not real simple. It's a complicated process in the body, but they effectively sequester free hydrogen ions, which are by definition acid.
Interesting. Okay.
So the alkaline and promoting foods bind these hydrogen ions. The other ones yield them or produce them and liberate them into the
body. I want to talk more about that because there's a cross section here that's going on in my mind. So let's take a break. And when we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking about dietary role of acid load on anaerobic exercise performance. This is Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Ted Weiss. We're talking about the effects of dietary acid load on exercise performance. And that's what I want to shift to here when we talk about exercise performance. So help me understand a couple things here. Obviously, if we put these people, were these people put on the graded performance test after using both diets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they underwent one diet. And then reverted to their usual diet for a week or two, and then we put them on 4 days of the other diet, and we changed the order for each person.
So ignoring the RER for a second, did one diet allow someone who was not able to hit, let's say, you know, 4 miles an hour at a 50% grade to actually hit it because their dietary shift in alkaline or acid load allowed them not to expire and inspire differently, but actually perform the test differently?
It did not change, in terms of the RER, it did alter the number of subjects who were able to hit the 1.1 value. And there was also a tendency for it to influence the time to exhaustion during that test. So in other words, how far into the test they were able to go. But and in the alkaline promoting diet, they were able to go a little bit longer. It's not a lot, and it wasn't quite statistically significant, but there was a tendency for better performance, lasting about 13 minutes after the alkaline diet, and just a little bit less than that, probably just about 15 seconds less than that during the other test that was preceded by an acid-promoting diet.
And we're talking about perceived levels of perceived exhaustion. This is how the person feels when they just want to give up, right?
Well, this is actually the time to exhaustion, how long they lasted on the treadmill before they had said stop.
Right,
and
okay.
Perceived exertion is a different thing, and the perceived exertion was not different in these conditions. So despite the fact that the perceived effort or perceived exertion was the same in both conditions, they lasted a little bit longer during the test that was preceded by an alkaline
diet.
See,
what I'm trying to get my head around is, so if theoretically, if one diet allows someone to reach that 1.1 RER later, and they actually performed better by maybe being able to hit a faster pace or a greater incline, then we could say, oh, that diet increased performance.
Yep.
Can we say that?
We don't even have to really make any leap on this point because we did a separate test. So they did their graded exercise test to exhaustion, which has oftentimes been considered a good indicator of exercise performance. But it's a very much a laboratory measure. It's not something that is oftentimes a perfect measure. So we did another thing. We had them stop. We rested them for 10 or 15 minutes. And then we put them back on the treadmill at the same speed that they achieved maximal exertion on during the graded test.
Right.
But now we put them at a much steeper grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we told them to step on the treadmill when they're ready. We started a clock and told them to go as long as they absolutely could and just to punch the stop button when they were done. And that was a much shorter, high intensity. It wasn't a graded exercise test. It was a fixed speed and grade that we knew they couldn't last at. In other words, an anaerobic performance test. And they were able to last longer during that test.
They were blinded. They didn't see the clock, right?
They couldn't see the clock,
good,
right.
Good. Okay, so then we can say that a diet that shifts the load to a more alkaline state will improve performance. We can't say that.
And specifically anaerobic exercise performance.
Yeah, exactly. And now, I've got so many questions. I feel like an ADHD child right now. okay, so with that being said, then the margin, the body tries to keep pH very tightly controlled, and it will release minerals from the bone, for instance, in order to buffer and keep that. So we're talking about minute changes in pH, right?
That's right.
Can we test... Good, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, pretty substantial changes in urine pH, but in terms of blood pH, we did not measure blood pH. We did measure urine. And
bingo. That was my next question.
very small changes in blood pH, but the kidney is responsible for trying to maintain blood pH, so any abundance of acid is going to show up loud and clear in the urine, assuming the kidney is healthy. If the kidney's not healthy, then the urine pH won't change, and the blood pH will change radically.
But that was my next question. See, I'm always trying to find ways to use information to my benefit, right? So I'm thinking, okay, so we all played with litmus paper when we were in biology class in fifth grade. So I go out and buy some litmus paper. Do I need to prick my finger and bleed on it, or can I pee on it in order to assess some sort of markers for where I am to use this information?
Mm-hmm. You can literally get litmus paper and pee on it and look at your urine pH as an index of your whole body pH. And the important thing in this case is that it's not immediately after a meal, because your urine pH will change every 30 to 40 minutes or hour by hour after
right.
a meal in response to that meal. So what we did as a urine pH measure is the fasted morning urine
Beautiful.
Evaluation.
I love it. This is good. See, this is the kind of stuff I like, Dr. Weiss, because a lot of times we do interviews about research and then it's like, well, there's nothing there I can really use. It's interesting to know. But this is something we can apply to our own lives. We can test our own diets to see where they're putting us. So is there a sweet spot, in your humble opinion, of the urine pH that we should be striving for, not knowing anything about what the body, the urine pH normally is? Should I be looking for, you know, a 6.4 or the 4.2? Any ideas?
Yeah. Well, we had a specific goal, and in the alkaline promoting diet, we shot for a value of 7, fasted morning urine pH.
That's
seven.
Right in the middle, right? Isn't that base? What do they call that? That's neutral. That's right in the middle.
That's 7.0 is absolutely neutral. Generally, our urine pH is more in the 6.3 range, and so it is neutral in terms of pH, dead center between 0 and 14, the range of the scale. But our urine is normally more acidic than that, and normally it's down in the low 6 range. So to shift it from 6.2 to 6.3 or so up to a 7 is an indication that we're becoming more alkaline. And I'll also mention that the typical American diet is thought to promote more acid in the body than the diets that we've evolved to consume over centuries, or I should say millennia.
And that, I love when we start using evolutionary strategies, because most sciences that deal with humans today ignore evolution. They don't even. It's like trying to work on a car without the owner's manual. It's like, really?
You just want to
take a chance at it, huh? Okay. I want to take a break. This leads to lots more questions. This is a great interview. We're talking with Dr. Ted Weiss about the effects of dietary acid load on exercise performance. It's getting good now, folks. We have things we can use. Stay tuned.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. What a great interview this is. Because we're getting usable information from Dr. Ted Weiss. Effects of dietary acid load on exercise performance, especially anaerobic exercise, which many of us truly do perform. Those of us who even perform aerobic exercise in this audience, we cross that threshold, whether we're sprinting or we're doing heavy farmer's walks or pushing a sled. We push that anaerobic threshold quite often. And heavy weightlifting is an anaerobic exercise. So it matters whether your body is in an alkaline or acidic state. And we have usable information. I'm going to Walgreens after the show today to pick up my litmus paper and my pH litmus paper so I can start testing my urine and watching. Now, you talked earlier about long-term versus short-term.
Mm-hmm.
So is it clear that long-term adherence, let's say, to a more alkaline dietary load should then maintain this effect of better performance, or do we see it's an acute situation and then after a while you kind of just shift back to not performing as well?
Yeah, unfortunately we don't know the answer to that question, and this is something that I'm interested in following up with. It's just like exercise training. If you go out and run, do one bout of exercise, you effectively become weaker. Do one session in the weight room, you become weaker. But chronic adaptations and strength training make you stronger over time. And so it's conceivable that long-term exposure to a diet that's alkaline or acid might have different effects than short-term. We just don't have in terms of impact on exercise performance, we don't have that sort of information yet.
Is this kind of a no-brainer, considering that dietary supplementation with sodium bicarbonate and or beta-alanine or alanine, depending on how you want to say it, which has been shown to quench hydrogen ions and spontaneously buffer intramuscle blood, prolongs exercise performance. It was said that around the time that Mark McGuire popularized androstenedione,
beta-alanine was used by the Korean speed skating team, which medaled out of 8 of 11 events. And behind the scenes, beta-alanine was said to be their secret weapon that year. Does this just make sense? Should we worry about dietary interventions and just, you know, ignore the dietary intervention, just supplement with beta-alanine and wait for the effects of that to catch up?
Yeah, it's probably a similar mechanism. Now, whether it's something that is distinct enough to such that maybe the combination of both would provide more benefit,
uh-huh,
if it's possible, but we don't know. If they're working through the exact same pathway, it might be that, you know, if you do one, then the other won't provide added benefit. We don't know, but I would suspect that it is a similar mechanism and that there may not be additive effects unless it shifted pH further yet. Now, there is an unhealthy level of alkalinity in the body. We can only survive in a narrow range, so there's always that question, you know, if we're a little bit habitually acid because of our diet, you know, average diet, then we could probably benefit from normalizing that to what it probably ought to have been for, you know, last number of years. But going too far to the extreme may not be good either. I mean, even if it improves performance, it might not be good for health. There's, you know, I always like to use, you know, I've graduate student dietitians who, you know, come in and they're all excited about finding the next supplement that makes people faster, stronger, bigger. And I always tell them that, you know, we have to be careful about the dark side of these practices. Cocaine makes people faster, but it's not good for our health, you know.
Yeah.
So just because it improves performance doesn't mean it's better. So I guess I'm a little off topic on that. I do think it's probably working through a similar mechanism. Now, with bicarbonate loading, at least, there's all the concerns about GI distress, and, you know, people have identified practices that
I tried it one time. I went to the gym. I took the recommended dose. I forget what it was, 1.2 grams or 2.3 grams or 4 grams. I forget what it was. But I took the recommended dose at home, showed up at the gym, and spent the entire time at the gym in the bathroom.
Right. Dehydrating.
Well, I mean, I didn't get to work out that day at all. I mean, it was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. But now there is some evidence that a more moderate approach where you take lower doses for longer periods of time has the desired effect. So you don't have to do that big bolus.
That's right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a graduate student finishing up a project and, you know, using a protocol that's generally been considered tolerable. It's been published and we're using it in the lab right now and it's working beautifully and it's splitting the dose into three small doses, consuming it with food rather than strictly in a drink, and also providing it in capsule form instead of solution.
But see, beta-alanine does all that without the GI distress. It does cause a little flushing if you take more than the recommended 1.4 grams. You will get itchy, but it's kind of like a niacin flush. It's very tolerable. I mean,
right.
It does that without, but the problem with that is you have to load with it. You don't really see the benefits until there's a certain saturation level. It generally takes about 2 weeks, and most people are so myopic, and they have such short attention spans that if they can't say take something pre-workout and feel it during the workout, they go, "Oh, I don't want to wait 2 weeks for this to work."
Right.
But
right.
It works. It does work.
Yeah, that's right. And then, I would go to the next step and think, okay, do we know all of the potentially adverse effects of beta-alanine loading? You know, whether or not there are adverse effects, you know, maybe there are none. But maybe there are no health benefits as well. On the other hand, a diet that's promoting fruit and vegetable consumption, loaded with antioxidants, fiber, all sorts of phytochemicals that have side effects that we would consider beneficial, that protect against cardiovascular disease, diabetes, et cetera, it's almost like, gee, we're getting the performance benefit. At the same time, we're doing what's known to be good for the body.
And that's more important to this audience. This audience is made up of more mature, I'd say, more sensible athletes. And we're not willing to just completely be reckless with our health because we want to shave, add a rep or shave a second off of something. So, no, I agree with you completely. What about people who they're starting down that road of insulin resistance and lactic acidosis or early lactate buildup in muscles will keep them from training? Do you think those effects could be mitigated if they started to focus on a more alkaline diet?
Logically, speaking, yes, I think it could be. And it's always a little dangerous speaking from base of logic, because sometimes when we test these things, it falls on the floor. But I think there's no reason to believe it wouldn't. And there's, without, blatantly obvious harmful effects of, enriching the diet with fruits and vegetables, it's sort of a why not, and it almost needs to be argued from that side. Why wouldn't you try that for a person who's suffering?
Well, I would argue that, and this is something I've said for years now, I would wish they would change, they would flip it. The emphasis should be vegetables and fruits. It should be, you should be eating more vegetables and fruits instead of fruits and vegetables. I understand F comes before V in the alphabet, and that may be why.
Right.
But the reality is that a small amount of fruit, one or two servings a day maximum, and large amounts of vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables, should be the way people eat. Too much fruit is not good. It may lower pH, but it contributes to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and quite frankly, visceral fat and body fat accumulation, because fructose is handled differently than other types of sugars. So, I just wish I could get those who make decisions about science to start flipping it and saying, you need to eat more vegetables and fruit.
Right. No, I agree. I would rank them in the same order. Although I think our biggest problem with fructose that you alluded to with NAFLD, et cetera, is more that we're refining it and isolating it and pouring it into everything in our food system.
Yes, I agree.
More than it is from the whole fruit.
But we're also hybridizing fruit to be sweeter. Like, I love apples. And I had I had this discussion with Leslie Aiello over at the Wenner Gren Foundation many, many years ago. And she said people are talking about eating paleo, but the reality is we can't really eat paleo, because the apple that our Paleolithic ancestors ate was small, green, and bitter. And we have hybridized our fruit because we want sweeter and sweeter fruit. And so, I mean, it's really interesting. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'll let you summarize the research and what you hope people take away from it. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D. vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I love the mashups that we have that combine some of the German groups with American songs. I think they're the best. I really do. They have the best energy, the best. I don't even know what these guys are saying, but it just sounds so cool. You know what I mean? I love it. We have the best mashups in radio right here. Okay, so what do you hope, not only individuals who are listening to this, but maybe even personal trainers, dietitians, and those that are actually clinicians take away from this most recent research?
I think it's really that a diet that's rich in vegetables and fruit.
Bingo.
You will it's consistent with health benefits, protection against chronic diseases. Is also, based on this study, beneficial for anaerobic exercise performance. And so it's sort of a beautiful thing in that we don't have to question whether this is bad for our health in order to enhance performance. It's really the best of both worlds.
The lead author, let's plug the lead author, please, because I realized that she was unavailable for the interview. What is her name?
Susan Cacciano. Her married name is Cacciano. It was Mondlo while she was here with me.
Okay. Well, we accept her into the Italian enclave because I'm Italian, so she married in. That's good. We're good with that. One other thought I just had. So the ketogenic diet is fast becoming popularized. It has some therapeutic benefits. They're working with cancer. But there are a large number of people now who are claiming that the ketogenic diet improves performance. And this is counterintuitive because it's very, very, very high fat. In fact, in order to achieve the
the true ketogenic diet. It has to be three parts fat to one part combined carbohydrates and protein. If you go too high, you end up with glucose by way of gluconeogenesis. So in order to keep the body in ketosis, you can't eat too much protein. There are those out there like Dr. Dominic D'Agostino at the University of Florida who has done a lot of research into this. It's muscle sparing. While you may not see a high protein synthetic response from the diet, you do not see a catabolic effect from the diet. And there are more and more people who are endurance athletes saying that they're able to train longer and compete better while in ketosis. And it also appears that the ketogenic diet shifts the body to a more alkaline pH. What about that?
Yeah, I wish I could speak more on that. And what I would say is that it's a radical diet. There's lack of evidence for long-term, multi-decade health effects of this sort of thing. I don't doubt the data. As a matter of fact, I was just at the American College of Sports Medicine National Meeting and talked with a guy who had a study on ketogenic diet for ultra-distance runners with the goal of trying to enhance their capacity to utilize fat for fuel during these ultra-long events where carbohydrate is limiting. And, seems to be, showing some benefits for that. Again, it's one of those things where I don't doubt the performance data.
Is it healthy?
And I don't want to speak against it or for it.
You're not suggesting that it's not healthy. What you're saying is we just don't know what the long-term effects of being on that diet would be.
That's right. Yeah. Whereas a vegetable and fruit-rich diet is generally consistent with what we know as being beneficial.
And the other thing I like that you said is, grains are acidic, being low in grains. And that's another thing that we adhered to in a more ancestral diet. When we look at ancestral diets, and I hate to use the word paleo because then it's like putting a lightning rod up in the air and everybody wants to jump on you. Oh, the paleo diet is wrong. There's even people within the paleo community that say it's not sustainable. But a more ancestral diet, which is higher in healthy animal fats. Healthy animal fats, healthy animal proteins, healthy fats in general, quite frankly. But very, very low in grains and legumes and things that would have had to be quote unquote processed beyond just chewing, because chewing is processing, by the way, but processed beyond just chewing, making it available to our ancestors. And I think that when you look at the things that have become sustenance today, by virtue of the fact that we have to feed so many people, so we have to find alternatives to what we should be eating, grains come into play. And I think that if grains are also contributing to acidity, another good reason to cut them out of the diet.
Yeah. And the grains, just like you explained for apples, today's grains don't resemble the grains from long ago. They're extremely starch loaded compared to what they used to be. Hybridized to be more starch than they are germ. And the germ is where all the nutrients are, so we're effectively diluting the good part with our modern-day hybridization.
There is one grain we've talked about on this show that seems to have escaped the progressive hybridization for mass production that is still the same grain that it was, and I forget how many thousands of years ago, because we actually did a show on it, but it's spelt. And it's fast becoming more popular. We now see companies that are producing products, pasta and pretzels made from spelt, because they're saying, look, this is an ancient grain. For some reason, it lost favor. It's actually very, 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 very low in gluten to begin with, and that might be why it has kind of lost favor with the big agricultural conglomerates that are driving the grain products today. They thought, it's just really not a good choice. It doesn't make dough easily. Frankly, you have to know how to use it to make dough with it. And so they were like, oh, that's just too hard to work with. Let's leave it alone. And we're actually benefiting now because there are people who are going, hey, I get bloated when I eat this, but when I eat spelt, I don't get that bloated feeling.
Yeah. Probably the more unusual the name for the grain, the better it is. Things like quinoa, spelt, teff, amaranth. All these are probably among the healthier grains, and they have been consumed for ages. They're not necessarily agricultural grains.
Right, right. Good discussion, Dr. Weiss. I'm sorry, did I cut you off? You were going to say something else about grains?
Oh, no, I think that's fine.
Great, great discussion. And this is usable information. We should all go get our litmus paper and start urinating on it. Make sure that we're slightly alkaline. Don't get too crazy with that. We tend to think if something is good, more is better. This is one of those things that there's a sweet spot, and you should strive to reach that sweet spot. Does that sound plausible?
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, by the way.
You're welcome. I appreciate your interest in the project.
Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Get your pH paper ready and start peeing on it first thing in the morning. Make sure that your diet is keeping you in a more alkaline state. And it's healthy and it's better for performance. So it doesn't get much better than that. And of course, thanks to Brooks Cubic for the first hour, the Super 7 exercises to building great strength and muscle. And obviously anything that builds great strength and muscle builds longevity and health. Doctors should be prescribing weightlifting instead of Humira and all these other drugs that they want people to be on. We would be living longer, healthier lives. But then again, there's no money in that. So you must take up the cause for your own health. You must be a steward for your own health. And you must do these things yourself. And your body will reward you by functioning better and keeping you on this planet longer so you can make a greater contribution. I also want to thank our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical, and their product line, All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com and click any of the All American EFX banner ads to learn more about them. Today is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for an episode of Casual Friday, which is my favorite day of the week for two reasons. I get to sit across from Elisa, and I get to take off on Saturday and Sunday. We will see everybody tomorrow with more Super Human Radio. Thank you for listening today.